Do you feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to succeed, but no matter how much you achieve, it never seems to be enough? You're not alone. Many high performers find themselves trapped in a cycle of chasing success without ever feeling truly fulfilled. If you're feeling overwhelmed, burned out, or disconnected from what truly matters to you, it is time for you to redefine success on your own terms. In this episode, we're going to explore 4 steps that you can take to align your goals and your actions and your core values so that you can redefine success and experience genuine fulfillment and happiness. So listen, let's get ready to challenge your current definition of success and discover a new path forward. It's time to stop chasing someone else's version of success, and it is time for you to start engineering your own. As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, and I am here to help you design and live a life where you are winning at work and at home, and I hope that you are having a great week. Today, we're talking about redefining success. Listen, success, as I defined it when I was in my 20s, looks very different than how I would define it in my 40s and in my 50s. When you're younger, success may be defined by how fast you can move up the career path or the career ladder. You're looking for a life partner. You're looking to purchase a home or make that investment. You want to have a family, all of those things. When you're older, you might be thinking about paying off the house, being more involved in community service, preparing for whatever that next phase of life is going to be. So some may be at the point where they're holding on to their work or their job, because that is how they solely identify themselves. So redefining success really is a journey. And I believe that it can only happen when we are aware that something actually needs to change. So for me, the journey really began when my youngest son was born. He was born prematurely at 26 weeks in the day. He was weighing 1 pound, 14 ounces. He spent months in the NICU undergoing multiple surgeries. So as a father and a professional, I found myself stretched thin, trying to be there for my family while also meeting the demands of my career. And this challenging period forced me to ask myself those 3 questions that I say changed my life. And so to put this in context, I'm at the stage of my career where things are going really well, and I want to continue to succeed, and I want to grow, and I want to do bigger projects. I want more responsibilities. That is how I had defined success up until that point. So then I asked myself the 3 questions. Do I want to win at work? Do I want to win at home? And to answer those 2 questions is yes. I wanted to win at work, and I was. And I wanted to win at home. But then the 3rd question, am I winning at work and at home? And the honest answer to that was no. And that realization really sparked the shift in my priorities and led me down the road to create the Engineer's Blueprint for Success, led me down the road to understand that in order for me to thrive in this new situation, I had to redefine what success was. So this topic came up in a recent conversation that I had with a young professional who found himself not being able to answer the winning at work and home question with a yes. He indicated that since the kids were born, that he felt guilty for not being able to put in the same level of work that he did prior to the kids. And here's the thing. People think that women may be the only ones that are faced with choices when kids enter the picture. But as a man, it affects us as well. And there are certain things that we're thinking about as from a traditional perspective, a provider, a protector. There's a lot more responsibility that we tend to take on, whether we're actually present or working on that responsibility. The weight of that responsibility is there. So what I told him, and this is what I would tell you, is that success is not static. It evolves as our lives change, and what once seemed important may lose its significance in the face of our emerging priorities. So giving yourself permission to redefine success, I think, is crucial. We can be our own harshest critic, feeling guilty for not meeting expectations, but embracing the freedom to actually define success on your own terms is really liberating and powerful. So the question that then comes up is, okay, I understand what you're talking about, but how do I redefine success? We always have processes. I'm an engineer. I have a step-by-step process that can help you gain clarity and envision your ideal life to create that new definition of success that really aligns with where you want to go. So step number one would be to conduct some type of a life audit. One of the tools that I use with my clients is the Wheel of Life. And so you start by assessing the current level of satisfaction in various areas of your life, whether it's work, family, health, relationships, personal growth. You can fill in what those different areas are, but essentially what you're doing is you're rating your level of fulfillment in each domain, and then you're looking to identify where you're thriving and where you may need to focus more attention. This self-awareness, for me, is part of the foundation for redefining success. Step number two would be to clarify your core values. So we identify the principles that guide your decisions and shape your life. And sometimes these values won't change. They may take a different shape or form, but the underlying value may not change. It really helps you, in light of the current circumstance and situation that you're in, is to not redefine the values, but reconnect with those values. So is it creativity, innovation, work-life balance? Is it relationships? But understanding those core values is really crucial because they do serve as a comp for aligning your goals and your actions. Step number three is envision your ideal life. So now take some time to really imagine what life will look like for you if you were truly fulfilled, and the gap between those areas that you've identified in the initial assessment, if that gap were closed. What would life look like if that gap were closed in those areas where you want to be fulfilled, but you're not? What would you be doing? Who would you be surrounded by? How would you feel? You're really looking to create a vivid picture of your ideal life because that can serve as a guide for redefining success. You can consider making a vision board or writing a detailed description of your ideal day to make this vision a little bit more concrete. So once you have that, step number four is, hey, craft your new definition of success. Based on your core values and your ideal life vision, write down your new definition of success. This could be, it should be, as personal and a specific statement that encapsulate what success is for you. For example, success could be having the flexibility to pursue your creative passions while maintaining strong, loving relationships with your family and friends. This step is really at the heart of redefining success, and so as it provides clarity and direction for your path forward. I know for me, I begin to redefine success not based on climbing the corporate ladder, not even based on building wealth, but having the freedom and flexibility and the time, freedom, flexibility, and time to be there for my family, to be here for my wife, to be here for our two boys, and to be present with them. And that's how I have defined success. And you know what? I have one in the ninth grade. My oldest will be a senior next year. So he's going to be going to college soon. So things are going to change here at home. And you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be taking the same steps that we're talking about to work through, to redefine what does success look like as an empty nester, because I'm going to be looking to find clarity and the direction that's needed to define my success then on those terms. And that leads me to a recurring theme, is that it's really important to be adaptable, because redefining success requires adaptability. Life is unpredictable, and our ability to adjust our goals and priorities in response to change is key overall, specifically for our happiness and our fulfillment. It's okay if your definition of success looks different now than it did 5 years ago, or even last month. You get to define success on your terms, not based on anybody else, but on you. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey of redefining success. Again, remember, success is deeply personal and constantly evolving. By giving yourself permission to redefine it on your own terms, you open the door to a more authentic and fulfilling life. Your action step for this week, I want you to reflect on the definition of success and share it with someone that you trust. You can always reach out to me at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. There's also a link in the show notes that you can contact me as well. Listen, I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there is a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home, and I want you to be great this week. Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.